Gia Lai News. Gia Lai with news update broadcast on FM radio from Quy Nhơn. Gia Lai News. Gia Lai with news update broadcast on FM radio from Quy Nhơn.
Good evening, everyone, and you're listening to GTV News.
The Gia Lai Provincial People's Committee has approved an investment project to repair and upgrade damaged and deteriorated water reservoirs in the 2026 to 2030 period, with a total purchase of 285 billion VND sought from the provincial state budget. The Provincial Project Management Board for Agriculture and Rural Development has been assigned as the project owner. The project will be implemented in Hoài Nhơn Bắc Ward and the commune of Vạn Đức, Hoài Ân, Phù Mỹ Bắc, Phù Mỹ, Phù Mỹ Đông, Hội Sơn, Hòa Hội, and Đề Di. Construction is scheduled to run from 2026 to 2030, with capital allocated throughout this period. A total of 11 reservoirs will be repaired and upgraded, including Hóc Quan, Hóc Mít, Cây Sung, Vạn Định, Đập Ký, Thuận An, Suối Tre, Hóc Xeo, Tam Sơn, Hóc Của, and Hóc Kỷ. Key components include raising and widening dam crests, seepage control for dam bodies and foundation, reinforcement of upstream and downstream slopes, concrete surfacing of dam crests, installation of automatic monitoring system, repair and construction of water infrastructure and spillways, construction of reservoir management housing, and concreting of management roads compiled with disaster prevention, rescue and relief function. For Suối Tre Reservoir, the project will additionally include an irrigation canal system, expanding the irrigated area by about 454.5 hectares in drought-prone zone. The project aims to ensure reservoir safety, reduce the risk of incidents, and protect people and poverty in downstream areas, while stabilizing irrigation water supplies for agricultural production and improving the management and operation of the facilities.
Gia Lai Province aims to place its public service performance for citizens and businesses in the excellent group nationwide in 2026, according to the Plan No. 153 on Administrative Reform for 2026, recently signed by Vice Chairman of the Provincial People's Committee Lâm Hải Giang. Under the plan, the province has set seven groups of targets covering overall administrative reform performance indices: institutional reform, administrative procedure reform, organizational restructuring, the rate of agencies subject to civil service inspections, public finance reform, and digital transformation in state agencies. Gia Lai's targets strong results for the Provincial Administrative Reform Index, the Satisfaction Index of Public Administrative Services, and the Digital Transformation Index, while aiming for its Public Service Index for citizens and businesses to rank in the excellent tier among the top five localities nationwide. To achieve these goals, the Provincial People's Committee has outlined seven key task groups and assigned specific responsibilities to each department, agencies, and locality. Heads of agencies are required to demonstrate leadership and accountability, promote innovation and decisive action, and adhere to the principles of discipline first, resources aligned, results at the measure. Along with the six clarities, clear responsibility, tasks, timelines, accountability, output, and authority, greater inter-agency coordination and stronger leadership, accountability are also emphasized. Administrative reform efforts must be implemented in a synchronized and focused manner, aligned with local conditions and centered on the interests of citizens and businesses, treating them as the core beneficiaries and ultimate measure for service quality, with public satisfaction as the key benchmark.
Under a decision of funding allocation to address damage caused by Typhoon No. 13, the Yalai Provincial People's Committee has allocated 10.6 billion VND to Hoài Nhơn Bắc Road to implement the protest to build a breakwater protecting the shipping channel into Tam Quang Fishing Port and the coastal road in Hoài Nhơn Bắc. The funding will be used to reinforce and repair damage in the Tam Quang estuary area, ensuring safety for local residents and fishing vessels entering and leaving the port. The protest is also expected to help stabilize coastal infrastructure after the disaster, protect the estuary area, and create more favorable conditions for fisheries operation and daily life in the locality.
In 2026, Yalai Province will invest in a residential power supply system for 68 households living along the Trường Sơn Đông Highway in Gia Yến Village, Chugre Commune, an area that has yet to be connected to the national power grid, with residents facing significant difficulties in daily life and production. According to Yalai Power Company, following on-site surveys, the project has been included in 2026 investment plan, featuring the construction of more than 1.5 kilometers of low voltage power lines and 160 kilovolt transformer station. The project is expected to provide electricity to households along the Trường Sơn Đông Highway section in Gia Yến Village. The investment will meet essential household electricity needs, improve living standards, and create favorable conditions for boosting local production and social economic development.
Yalai Province currently has an estimated workforce of about 1.83 million people aged 15 and over, accounting for more than 57% of the provincial total population. Of this number, more than 271,000 workers are employed by enterprises operating within the province, while around 145,000 workers who are covered by social insurance are living and working in other provinces and cities nationwide. This group represents nearly 8% of Yalai total labor force. According to relevant agency, in the coming period, if local businesses and investors operate stably and sustainably, ensure adequate income levels, and effectively implement employees' welfare policies, such as wage, meals, housing, bonuses, and holiday and tax benefits, the number of Yalai workers employed elsewhere is expected to gradually return to the province. This trend would help stabilize the local labor market while meeting the growing requirement needs of enterprises across the province.
During the 2026-2030 period, Yalai Province plans to allocate nearly 70 billion VND to support vocational training for special target groups, aiming to improve workforce quality, create sustainable jobs, and ensure social welfare. Under the plan, a total of 24,639 people are expected to receive vocational training support, including 14,133 beneficiaries funded by national target programs and 10,506 supported by the provincial budget. Training levels will range from college and intermediate to elementary and short-term courses lasting under 3 months, tailored to labor market demand and the specific conditions of each group. Of the total projected budget, more than 38.8 billion VND will be allocated for elementary level training, while approximately 31 billion VND will support short-term training courses of under 3 months. And that's the end of the news today. Thank you for listening, and goodbye for now.